Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube with you for free. Hey. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Thursday. Hello, Leroy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm a little bothered.
Why?
You don't think I support you.
It's not that I don't think you support me. It's just like whatever answer I have sometimes, I just know you're going to come back with some quip that's going to be like, you know, degrading.
A little bit. So.
And good morning, Vlad.
Good morning, Vlad. Love
your shirt, Vlad.
Oh, yeah.
Finally got somebody who knows who the Macho Man is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's messed up yesterday. I was disappointed with our fellow contributor, Brittany, not knowing who Macho Man is. If you know who Hulk Hogan is, you got to know who Macho Man is.
It's crazy to me.
That just doesn't make sense.
And, you know, I got some DMs yesterday. They were like, dude, I'm at Costco right now. Macho Man on the Slim Jims. And that was the even crazier thing. It's not only that she doesn't know who Macho Man is, all right?
You can't say you like Slim Jims and have never seen Macho
Man. She loves Slim Jims and doesn't know the Macho Man? That's just crazy to me.
Right.
Because, like, I would imagine at one point, Papa Brittany was like, he's like, oh, here you go, sweetheart. Here's a Slim Jim. And then he, at some point, had to say to her, Slim do Slim Jim, when he gives her that Slim Jim. And she goes, Papa, who's that?
It's the Macho Man, little Brittany.
It was Michael Schumacher. She definitely know who it is.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Is that a racer?
Yeah, F1.
He was like the racer.
He was like
Jordan.
The Schumachers are now racing cars? I thought those were just jockeys.
No.
There's always like a Schumacher who was a jockey in the Derby.
Yeah.
No, you don't support me. It's okay.
So here's what happened. Here's what happened. You said you were out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay, I forgot. So there's that.
I'm going to Orlando.
Okay.
My wife and I are doing it's like a fitness thing for ovarian cancer research.
Okay.
It's basically a spin class.
It's basically a spin class.
They're gathering people that are trying to raise money for ovarian cancer, which my wife battled.
Yes. So
I'm not trying to make you feel worse. But
I asked the question,
mm-hmm.
Vlad, and you just follow me here. When was the last time you did biking that way, or mm-hmm. any time, I'd say anything where you broke a sweat.
Anything physical, I believe is what you said. I believe your question was, when is the last time you exercised?
And he said, I go on bike rides with my son,
mm-hmm.
who's nine.
Yep.
I'm like, that's a stroll.
Almost 10. No, it's not a stroll,
that's
dude.
That's a stroll.
You trying to keep up with a kid? You know?
Dude.
Your kids are older now.
Dude.
These kids want to go, dude.
You have been on a real bike ride where you got to ride 20 miles an hour?
Not like you where you used to be like Lance Armstrong and you had to hitchhike home.
Okay,
no,
but that's what the spin class is.
Nah, come on, dude.
What?
It's a little pedaling.
No, it's not. Dude, you're up. You're down. You're up. You're down.
I've done a 5K on no training. It's not that big a deal, dude.
You didn't do a 5K. You finished it, but how much of it did you run?
I would say 70% of it.
It's
a walk run. For Lauderdale Beach. March for Cancer. It's another great event.
You marched, all right.
Like,
I'm just saying.
Did I do as fast as the professional fighters that were there that cruised through it? No. Did I do faster than the old ladies? Yes. But I'm going to be fine. I'm not going to pass out. I'll be all right.
Let me tell you something about women in spin classes. They are intense.
My point is...
Women and... Wait. You walk by the gym. You go to the gym. I want you to look in on those women on those spin...
They get their sweat on, bro.
Dude!
Aren't they supposed to be the meanest instructors?
Yeah, well, they're intense.
Mm. Not intense.
But the women doing the classes are pure evil.
I'll be fine.
Okay.
I'll be fine. No, I'm not worried about it.
Well, you know what? You better get your Riley Spo mindset on because that's what you're about to do. You're about to
Hunger
enter
Games.
Into the female.
Yes,
I'll be
Hunger
fine.
Games.
I'll be fine.
Female heat practice.
Dude,
I'm not going.
They're gonna look at you in disgust.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're for a good cause.
Where have you sweat socks?
You can't look at somebody in disgust at a charity event.
Do you have bike shoes?
Do you have a headband?
Bike shoes.
They have clips now in those.
No.
Classes.
Do you have a headband?
Headband.
They have clips now.
No, I'm not using that. I'm just going to write regular old sneakers.
Oh, my goodness.
You know? That's what I'm rocking with.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hello!
Jennifer, I'm glad you're here. Answer this question.
You don't support Tobin?
No,
yeah, she doesn't support me.
No. I'm going to ask this question. How intense are women in spin class at the gym?
So intense, I refuse to do it myself.
Have you ever done a spin class?
She's a woman.
Have I done? Yes.
Okay. Dude, how intense are they in the... It's not even the instructor.
It's a charity
event. The people on the bike. Woo! 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 Dude, I'm telling you. Hey.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah, you can't do no show poniness while you're doing it. You know that, right?
Why not?
You will eat it, dude.
Oh, my God. You want estrogen to power to just come at you right there. Jesus.
I feel like
do
I'm going
to mess around with them.
I feel like I'm going to be a supportive husband at a charity event. I think that is a nice thing that I'm doing. Why would anybody be mad at me?
Good.
Why would they be mad?
No, show support. Just don't do show silliness.
The point is, Vlad, he doesn't support me. You know,
that's
the point. Is
I'm
he's
trying
just
to
like,
give you a heads up.
He's just, no, you won't give me a heads up.
You're going
to give me a heads up.
You're going to go in there.
I'll be fine.
Okay. I'm telling you, at the gym, the most evil people are in that spin room.
For charity?
Wow,
I
that's
don't
messed
care.
Up, Leroy. Now you're going to go ahead and call them evil?
They're like the most intense.
I do notice they keep
How
the lights.
How about that? Intense.
I do notice they keep the lights dimmed. They're like.
My kind of people.
You know?
That just stopped all your train of thought.
I'm laughing at the comment working man who says the dismisser strikes again.
I'm warning you. I'm trying to warn you.
I'm fine.
I think he knows what he's getting himself into.
I'll be fine. I wouldn't do something like if it was something I really thought I couldn't do, I wouldn't do it. Not worried about it.
No, because you are notorious for winging it. You are. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, what is the worst that could happen? I get tired? Big deal.
Dude.
There can be some injuries.
I'm just telling you, it's a lot more intense
mm-hmm.
than you strolling down the street with Tommy on bike.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to win. I'm just there
I'm
for a good
Tommy
cause.
Always gets
no, he did. I asked him, when was the last time we rode a bike? He goes, me and Tommy.
I literally did it last night.
Was that your practice?
It wasn't really my practice. I wasn't thinking about it. He's like, I want to go for a bike ride, and so I went with him.
How long were you back riding for?
Probably an hour.
What kind of speeds?
not slow. I wasn't racing. Sometimes we were doing ninja adventures.
What?
What?
Ninja adventures.
What's that?
So pretend we're ninjas on the run.
I've never seen a ninja escape on a bike.
Just go with his 9-year-old imagination, dude.
Minus one.
I just love Leroy's face. Trying to process what
because,
you said.
Because now I'm starting to realize it wasn't a father and a son. It was two children.
It's actually really cute.
Just having a good time, baby.
You know, I'm just saying. Dude, those spin classes are intense.
Oof. They are.
They're intense, dude. I'm telling you, do not.
F-acid.
Yeah, you.
Whole acid, actually.
And then you know what's the worst part?
What's that?
Do you bring a little, your own seat?
Do I bring my own seat?
What?
Yeah.
I haven't been told to bring my own seat.
What do you mean seat?
What do you mean bring my own seat?
Because now there's going to be some chafing. I'm telling dude,
they
I'm
have
trying
things
to help.
For that. They have things for that.
I'm trying to help you. So not the standard seats.
So I got
to
walk around like Roberto Luongo for a couple days.
Dude,
no big deal.
You don't want to be, not at your age, you don't want to be walking around like Roberto
my
Luongo.
My age?
Yeah, bro.
Wow. They're calling
I'm just,
you old.
Hey.
No, I'm just saying you don't like chafing at that area around when you're like
I don't
over
think you
35.
Like chafing at any age.
I'm just saying.
I'm just telling you. Wait. Say, why is Leroy treating it like that? Because, dude, I'm telling you, no matter what the situation is, there's certain things that people do that are just intense.
Competition.
That spin class is one of them.
I'm not trying to win anything. I'm just doing
it for
charity.
Trying to support his wife, Leroy.
As soon as they stand you up and sit you down about four times, text me. And
why?
Say, you were right.
I don't have to. I mean, I'll sit if I want to.
Leroy, you're right. He don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you out.
Wait, fine.
Can you take your GoPro?
You're actually not dismissing. You're not
GoPro.
Dismissing.
Okay.
You're
GoPro.
Helping.
We want it documented.
He's not dismissing. He's actually helping
I'm
you
not
out.
Dismissing.
Vlad,
it.
I could have said anything. He would have said, you can't do that.
No. So he
said, I said,
so
if I would have told him, I said, I'm doing an Ironman. He says, Iron what? Clothes? Like, he's just a dismisser. Whatever I say, he's going to dismiss.
Because, can I just tell you why? You have come to me and told me you are doing some of the craziest things, and you just wing it. And I'm thinking from a physical standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
That some of the stuff that you have said I'm going to wing it at is very intense. And so that's why I dismiss it. Like you go, huh.
So you'd make me dismiss
it. This is what you do. Say, whew, I got it. Saturday I got to do this 5K. I'm like, 5K? So he's just going to get up in the morning after doing nothing and go, I'm going to do a 5K.
Well, I was doing it at that time. I went for the 5K because it was my co-host on Fighters Fury. It was their event, March for Cancer. It's a great event.
I understand.
So I just was showing up again. I'm showing up. When I feel like I'm showing up for something for charity, I'm not here to impress you. I'm there to do the event in support. I'm not here to be Speedy Gonzalez.
There's certain things, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things you get caught off guard by, and I'm telling you, spin class, you're going to get caught off guard by the intensity.
Maybe.
Okay.
But
you're going to spin.
I'm not going to. I don't expect to go there and. I don't even think, can you win a spin class?
No, it's not about winning. I'm just telling you, people that do spin classes are very intense.
You know what? I think we should have listened to Leroy because he does know spin.
No, but this is the thing. Is like,
first of all, them little skinny ass arms are not.
No, dude, you used to put on the whole Lance Armstrong outfit.
Yeah,
one
remember
point.
That.
Yeah, that was a phase you went through.
Yeah, until I realized I wasn't very aerodynamic.
No, you were into it for like a while. You know, strangely, is like when the pandemic hit, you stopped biking, which is when everybody started biking. I don't know if like all the casuals like
no because
ran you
when
off.
The pandemic hit, the first like month or so it was windy every day, and I felt like I was pedaling down the street, and the lady was walking
no,
by.
This is how you ended up hitchhiking, because you blew out a tire at like a rando
had to call
a rando gas station, and you couldn't get a ride, and
dude
you ended
gave
up
me a ride.
Hitchhiking.
Look at that.
Look at that outfit.
I love the outfit.
Yeah.
You look like a wrestler.
No, my favorite comment is the underneath. Oh my. Tobin.
Hey, yo. So, I am just giving you a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
And you dismiss this as what's the worst thing that could happen?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you,
you feel like I'm going to be like laid out like Jason Tatum, like I'm out for the season after this, and I'm going to be fine.
You're going to put a lot of stress on your hammies and your glutes and your lower back.
I'll be fine.
Don't say hammies.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity, kind of like the Phillies last night with the baseball. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen price, like they've lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. The Marlins lost 11-1.
I thought home run derby was a couple of months ago.
Dude. They
hit four home runs in an inning.
Schrauber hit one, I think, that landed in Lancaster.
Dude, there were so many bombs last night between him and Judge. And did they all hit two? Did Judge hit two last night,
Judge hit two. Riley hit two. Now he's at 60.
And Schwarber hit two.
And Schwarber hit two. So basically the MVP candidates of the both respective leagues.
Yeah, I mean, it's... yard. That one that Raleigh hit, though, yesterday in Seattle, oh, my God. That thing.
He's good.
He's good. Wow. He hit that thing to the freaking moon last night. And then had another one for good measure. They clinched the AL West. The Yankees tied for the division lead now.
Yes, sir.
The Blue Jays.
Judge.
Mm-mm.
Leading the league in batting.
Mm-hmm.
This is how bad baseball is. This is all about home runs. There's only three players that's hitting over 300 in baseball.
Yeah, it's not a thing anymore. Yeah.
You know what's also
nobody
crazy?
Cares about
you know,
it.
While we
remember when Arias won the batting title? They said, hit the bricks, kid. Yeah. Nerd. Oh, what'd you do? Hit for average? Get out of here, dude.
It's amazing that we don't even realize that this man has done something only four other people have done. Was that four seasons of 50 home runs?
Duncan Judge?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
He's very good.
Very good.
But he's got to win.
He does have to win. What are you going to be? Next Don Mattingly?
Leave Donnie baseball alone.
I'm sorry. But yeah, the Marlins are on the ropes. They can't lose, and they also can't have anybody win. So.
Well, look. They just need the Cubs to win.
Yep.
And then they'll handle business against the Mets.
Right. But then I think
they need the Reds to lose one more time? They need the Diamondbacks to lose. Yeah, they need the Diamondbacks to lose. They need the Reds to lose. And then, I don't know, I think they also need, like, the Giants and the Cardinals to lose.
They need a lot of stuff.
Yeah, getting shellacked last night didn't help matters.
It did not
help
matters.
They could have gained because everybody else lost.
Yeah, tough night.
That was a bad loss last night.
Well, they weren't really in it. It was Meatball City early on.
I mean, that guy who was throwing 89 max. But what did they think was going to happen?
Ryan Weathers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
8 home runs for the Phillies.
He could have all the movement in the world. All the movement in the world. And they kind of said it on air, is that if you don't throw that cheese, then you can't scare a guy with using the inside of the plate. Right? He ain't afraid. He can just stand up there if you're throwing 89 miles an hour, but those guys that throw that 97 that can get him off the plate, then, you know, you got him thinking.
Yeah, he gave up 3 bombs. Lake Bacher gave up a bomb, and then Valente Lake Bacher. He's the guy who looks like he does moonshine in the forest. Nice.
Lake Bacher.
That's Bacher.
Like Gaylord Focker.
Just rhyme. Good for you.
Play for Leroy. Meet the Paris. Meet the Fockers. Look at that.
Valente Beozo gave up 4 home runs.
So they all.
And then the Marlins put Javier Sanoja, position player, pitching yesterday to close things out.
Yeah. Well, it was.
He gave up no home runs. You think he went in and he's like, look at you bums.
I think he went in the locker room and said, how many home runs you give up? Guess how many I gave up. Not even a pitcher.
Goose
this head. Is your job.
Oh, man. We got Thursday Night Football tonight.
Seahawks
Cardinals. And Cardinals.
Got to tell you.
Not into it?
You know what we're starting to learn?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Kevin O'Connell? The coach of the...
Bum Whisperer.
He's Bum Whisperer.
Yep.
Because Sam Darnold in Seattle. Not the same.
Not the same. Speaking
what
of,
what do you mean? He had a big game the other day.
He had a big game, but I'm just saying.
They're 2-1.
Not the same.
44 on the Saints.
Huh?
I said 44 points on the Saints last week.
And they beat the Steelers on the road.
The Saints.
Oof.
What about the Steelers?
They wearing the paper bags again?
They ain't.
They ain't.
Man, I remember those days.
The
they had their first winning record when I was a freshman in college. They started off 10-0. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Before that, they had never had a winning record, and they started the same year of my birth. So you want to talk about bad teams? Imagine growing up with a team, you talking about playoffs. Imagine growing up with a team that never had a winning record.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. The Binks, they clinched the playoffs.
Oh, my God. It's so just – you see some of those goals.
Yeah.
It.
Inter Miami beat NYCFC yesterday 4-0.
What's the difference in – like they either go football club – or they use another name, but what's the difference?
What do you mean?
Don't ask me, dude.
Well, when they name their soccer,
New York City Football Club,
huh?
The New York City Football.
No, I know football club, but they don't. Everybody doesn't go by football club.
They might reverse it.
I think they just. I think this is what they do. They just see like, hey, what sounds cool?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you have another.
Is anybody holding out? Because I remember the MLS team. They used to have some goofy names. Is everybody like? Is the Chicago Fire still a thing?
Yeah.
Do they call it Chicago Fire FC or just the Chicago Fire? Do they have to get with the times?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's not like
man.
DC
somebody
United
said Leroy.
FC.
Boo-hoo. The Fins have been mediocre since I've been alive, buddy.
Damn.
Buddy.
It got him.
You
gotcha.
Know what? There's a difference between being mediocre and just being straight garbage, okay?
I mean, they were winning.
Never had a winning record.
Dolphins were 1-15, weren't they?
Okay, still.
I was at the Camarillo game. People were crying.
At the what?
The Greg Camarillo.
The game they won?
Yep.
Wow, Greg Camarillo.
That's right. When you win a game, you're going to be a legend. That team could have gone on 0-16.
I can't believe what mouse balls Brian Billick had in that game.
This is Miami, not New Orleans. Oh my God.
Damn it.
He's just angry. He's just angry.
Like,
just
yeah.
Tell him to go get a cookie.
Yeah. You know, like.
Go get a juice box.
Yeah. Hey, I agree, Karen.
We need
some video. He said, not going to lie. We'd rather watch Tobin in spin class than the Finns.
I will go pro it. No problem. I'm happy to do that.
So are you going to go pro though?
Where am I going to do it?
Yeah, like where are you going to put the GoPro?
I got the wrap tripod. I could wrap it on the bike and point up.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Easy. I'm a content maker.
Don't worry about that.
I just want to
wait,
know if you have
can
it.
Can I just tell you,
don't you worry.
Have the oxygen? And does your wife know CPR?
I don't know.
How long is
I
the
I think
class?
So. Yeah,
how long
drink
is
some
the,
water.
How
She's
long
sure
is the class?
Probably the teacher
bring some
knows
electrolytes.
CPR.
Don't bring water. Electrolytes.
What's wrong with water?
You're going to be sweating.
What about the electrolytes that you put in the water? Like
yeah, you can do that.
Okay, there you
but
go.
Let me explain something to you. This is no lie.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pedal 10 times and you're going to sweat like you ran a marathon.
I'd walk and do that, dude. That's not a problem. I'm a sweater.
He opens his eyes, he sweats.
I'm telling you.
He
dude.
He opens his eyes.
I'm telling you
mm-hmm.
because I know up. You. I know you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're making content, you're going to be overexcited
nope.
the first 3 minutes. How long is the class?
I don't know.
Probably not. Well,
no, it might be like
hour.
30, 45 minutes. It's like it is for a charity now.
I don't know.
They can't be there all day.
I can look.
Maybe they have a bunch of.
I'll get some info on this.
Wait, you're going to have other events going on, right? Like you'll be
There's
able.
More?
No, like you'll be able to go shower and then like wear regular clothes again, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I'm allowed to live
so
my life.
Yeah. It's going to be like 30. No. No reason why I'm asking. The reason why I asked that so to know how long it'll probably be is probably be like 45 minutes.
I don't know.
Can I just say something?
Yep.
Part of the reason why you get this reaction from me, because you never fully explain what's going on. You just go, I got this thing, doing a charity bike ride, right? Oh, it's a spin class. And the more we have, like, dude, put it this way. You know how much I ride bike? You know how much I used to ride bike?
Yep.
I used to ride 30 miles when
yep.
I rode, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is not as intense as spin class.
Hmm.
Spin class. Have,
I guess we'll find out.
Do you make it through the whole class?
I think so.
Doing how they do it, or do you like?
I'm going to do it how I do it because I'm there to support.
Spin class,
I'm doing it for charities just for ovarian cancer research,
just
dude.
Not supportive, and that's it. Let's just move on.
Jeez.
Guy wants me to be like Lance Armstrong.
No, I don't. Lance Armstrong doesn't do spin classes. He rides on the road. He's an OG biker.
Take right? a break. Back
to- Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. How would you guys like to have the chance of a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. It's WQM's MVP experience with the Dolphins. Zach, sealer it on up. He's on board to speak at the school. Just go to WQM.com. Enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade now for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to students and more. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com.
You know, this week, Zach Sealer was an anti-hero.
Dude. He needs to get on the board this weekend. He needs to get on the board this weekend or this Monday. Absolutely. Need it from him. Need this defense to show up. I saw like Jalen Phillips was like, hey, you know, we don't want to press. No, press. Figure it out, dude. Whatever you're not doing, fix it. That's what we need. We need sacks. We need turnovers. You guys act like a real defense. And then when punting happens, mind your brakes. Just mind your brakes. I'm not saying don't have that, but just saying.
Who's next? Chop?
Probably. Rookie mistake?
No.
I wish there was a prop bet.
Well, here's the deal.
There was a prop bet on which starting defensive player is going to catch a penalty on special teams. On the
Chop wouldn't do that.
Jalen?
Because Chop played special teams.
Kenny G?
Kenny G could.
Okay.
Those inside guys, when they break free, they want to go block the punt. But they don't know how to block a punt. And it's usually only on, and like I said before, everybody's wondering why these guys were playing special teams.
Yeah.
It's called safe punt. So in safe punt, your regular defense is in there because usually it's around midfield and you want to have somebody out there to defend the fake.
It was unsafe.
So that's why you had your starting defense out there. It happens all the time. If you pay attention.
I don't think it happens all the time.
No.
That happens to a team.
You don't know what part of it I'm talking about. Safe punt. Whenever a team is around midfield, if you look on the field, the regular defense for any team is going to be out there. It's not exclusive to the Dolphins.
Yeah, but does it happen where they mess it up twice?
No, usually they don't rush the, you know. They don't usually don't rush.
Schmeathan
they
says,
just stop checking for the fake.
On punt team, I better see Sealer sitting crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, we got to say that, huh?
Sit this one out, Zach, huh?
Sit this one out.
You just sit over there. We just want this punt to get off.
I got you.
Figure that out.
Neither. I play punt team.
What's the deal with Fields? Vlad, is he going to be back for this week, or is it Tyrod Taylor?
I don't know.
Update on that?
He's still under the protocol, the NFL's concussion protocol.
I didn't even see what happened, how he got concussed. Did he get snap back on the thing, or did he get lit up?
He got hit, and his head hit the back of the turf. Back of the turf, but I felt like he was already playing with a concussion because he was getting banged up in that game.
Oh, was
Buffalo.
He?
Yeah.
That Buffalo, man, they hurt people.
Man, Tyrod Taylor still doing his thing.
Still doing it, man.
Tyrod is good until he gets hit.
Yeah. I mean,
once he gets hit, he's like, listen, oh, I forgot, I'm a backup quarterback.
Listen, there's a bunch of teams right now are having what I call a bullpen game. That means they got starting quarterbacks that they're trying to get 6 or 7 innings out of, but they really should be coming out of the bullpen, right? I say it about the Browns. Joe Flacco going to give you 3 or 4 of the greatest weeks you've ever seen. Then he's not.
Russ is back in the backup.
Jameis.
Yeah, Jameis.
Russ went from 450 to benched.
He says he's not done.
Hmm?
He said he's not done.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
What, in New York or just in?
Just in general.
Yeah.
In general. But he said he's not going to demand a trade.
Well, no worry.
You know.
Cincinnati will be calling soon.
Maybe. You think Kirk Cousins is sitting here being like, man, nobody wants me?
No, Kirk's about to play in Atlanta. Then I've been talking to people in Atlanta.
Oh, Penix has stunk.
Penix has stunk, and they're on Raheem's neck.
Yeah, but didn't he take a shot at Kirk Cousins the other day? Because he was like, this ain't the same as Kirk Cousins. Because it's like, oh, it's his young guy. They all draft him. Like, once you're out, you're out. You're not going to go back to Kirk Cousins.
I don't know. Not if Home Depot owns.
Where's
says,
Kirk Cousins? He's still in Atlanta?
Yeah. Jeez, where you been? Leroy, yeah, we've been talking about this for the last 20 seconds.
Remember that? Yeah, I mean, we all thought he was probably going to get traded, but no, nobody took him. Nobody took him. They just kept him.
Wow.
You know? Is he doing another season of quarterback? Because that's all he's known for now, is being a reality TV show star.
Making a lot of money.
A whole lot of money, yeah.
What did he give him, like 2 years, $100 million or something like that?
I think three, yeah, something like
three
that.
Years, three years, $100 million?
But guaranteed.
That guy, like you want to talk about, that guy's made more guaranteed money than anybody in the NFL. The history of the NFL.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
A lot of dough. Him and Darrell Revis, kings of it.
Well, also, he dealt with a lot of stupid owners and executives. They kept on franchising him. The more you franchise him, the more money he's going to make.
Yep.
Yep.
But, no, he's still hanging. Russ is still hanging. Wentz. All these guys.
But Wentz is a backup.
Well, they are now, too.
Right.
They are now, too. It's all a club. You know, they should have a group chat of
But Carson Wentz was brought in as a backup.
I understand. But Russell Wilson's like, you know, he probably knew once, like, he signed there. That whole QB room was weird as it was.
Is Jameis Winston still on that team?
Yes.
Yes. Lever.
Yes.
Lever, have you not been listening to what we've been saying?
No.
Oh, my God.
I have been.
Yeah, Jameis is still there, dude.
So they skipped right over him.
Yes. The only thing he did this year was get them out of a practice because he hit the crossbar because of God.
Jameis. Yes,
and then he demanded everybody go to Bible study.
Which they said they went back to practice.
I don't know.
I remember those choices as a kid. You can cut the grass or go to this Baptist church for 3 hours.
Shmita says Tobin is a couple of stars away from wanting Russ over to it. At least Russ can throw deep.
Can throw deep.
Dude.
He's not going to miss Tyreek. I'm going to underthrow him.
Can I?
I'm just Leroy.
I'm going to say this. Throwing the ball deep has more to do with the timing in which you throw it than the strength of your arm, right? And you need to understand that. There's a lot of quarterbacks who can throw deep that don't have an arm as strong as Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and stuff like that. It's when you throw it. That's the problem. The problem is Tua should know his strengths and weaknesses and stop looking around and then decide to chuck it.
Well, that's what it is. It just doesn't look like the same guy. You know, it's just he doesn't look as confident
in
any abilities that he had.
Like, do we do that when they're losing? Or
I'm just doing it based on what you've said this week. You said you don't think he looks like the same guy. Like,
he doesn't. But when I say that, when I watch him drop back and he does all this right here, like, it just seemed like, when he played before, things look more fluid. He looks very jerk. Like, I don't know what he's trying to do.
He's not a cat burglar anymore.
Like, when he drops back and he does that, like, yeah, it looks crazy. You know, it's not as fluid.
Well, you think it's in his head now? Because it's like, you know, he used to eat in that middle of the field, and now everybody kind of sits there, and they're deking him. And
well, no, they're putting people there.
No, I know they're putting people there, but he used to throw between people. He didn't care. Like, that was the thing.
But
he would go through tight windows.
The timing of it worked out. But what teams are doing now is they have one guy that just drops back in the middle and makes that window a little bit smaller to where you can't throw it there. And he hasn't been throwing the ball outside to keep them honest. Last week, he threw a couple of post routes. He threw a couple of out routes. He threw, you know, a couple of outside routes to where then the middle of the field became more available because they can't just sit everybody in between the hash marks.
But also, like, in that mix up, like, you may start questioning yourself too, right? Like, if you were in a place where you always would pull the trigger and now you're just second guessing yourself.
Of course.
So that's course. That's what it feels like.
That's human nature. Right? So I just think that there's certain things that he says, but it doesn't reflect on how he's playing on the field. Like he says, oh, I don't worry about that stuff, and I don't worry about the outside noise, and I don't worry about that. He seems a lot more hesitant throwing the football. And what happens is when you don't have a hose as an arm, your hesitation makes you even more limited because you then can't just throw a cannon to where you need to get it and play catch up with the football. So it's kind of one of those things that you have to be definitive in what you're doing. You have to be confident in what you're doing and just do it. Because if you wait and pat the ball, now you've taken yourself out of the play. And that's what's been happening on a number of occasions. Then he tries to throw that ball down the field and you go, oof. You know, once a receiver gets 40 yards down the field, you only got two or three quarterbacks that can reach that guy running. Because by the time the ball gets there, it's 55, 60 yards. So that's while we're sitting here talking about Tua, there's a lot of guys that where he's throwing that ball, there's a lot of guys that can't throw that ball. And that's why it looks like it's hanging up there. So it's a timing thing. If you're going to throw that pass, it has to be thrown sooner. That's just like certain people say, oh, he has a great – Russell Wilson doesn't have a cannon for an arm.
He's got a pretty good arm.
Huh?
He's got a pretty good arm, though.
He's got a good arm. His timing, though. Like, those balls that are being caught are only 40, 45 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when he throws them. So it looks like, whoo, look at that deep ball.
Well, the thing that was crazy about the last game is, like, you know, we know Josh Allen is a piss whistle. He did the same thing Tua did. It was all short passes to tight ends.
Right.
It's not right. Like – it's not – now, we all know what he can do. You know, he can throw it wherever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that's what their bread and butter was the entire game either.
Right.
And I think that's the thing is with – this Tua thing has just basically been, it feels like the only thing he's comfortable with right now
is
checking it down to Achan. That's it. Like, he used to be feasting over the middle, finding those guys,
keeping the
chains moving. And then, yeah, they would uncork explosive plays from time to time. And it just all feels muddled up right now.
Right. And part of it, put it this way, part of it is the play designs not give him an opportunity to do that, right? So you notice how open things got when he started throwing. Like, he threw that out route to Tyreek, and he threw a couple of balls outside, right? And notice how things opened up inside. So you got to kind of do stuff like that. You can't just keep going to the well, which they were doing the first 2 weeks. Just, okay, we're going to just run our stuff. Hopefully it'll work. And you throw that pick to the parking cone in the middle of the field. Like, you can't – dude, they should not be able to figure out where you're going to throw the ball and just sit anybody there. That's bad play design. It is. Like, if I could take you and put you on the defense and tell you, Tobin, go when the ball snap, go stand here. He's going to throw it to you. And he throws it to you? Come on. That's not good. That's not good football. So, yeah.
It's been a rough watch. There's no doubt about it.
Say, hey, Leroy, Tua doesn't need your extra cushioning when we call out his flaws. Like, it's not.
Well, I mean, I just got to be a question here because you people in the chat, you're all very stupid right now. Who's made an excuse for Tua? We've just literally been talking about the game. Like, nobody here has said, saying, Leroy, has this been the segment? Poor Tua.
No, not at all.
He has to play behind this line. Nobody said that the entire time. So, like, I need you guys to all get a grip. I know everybody's pissed off.
We don't need your extra cushion. There is no cushion.
I know everybody's pissed off right now. Nobody has made an excuse for Tua. In fact, everybody, I think, has said, like, this is very clearly the worst that he's played football. But I do think it is worth saying, and I've said this, there's people who think that Tua has always sucked. Good for you guys. But there are people that thought that Tua had some goods, and I don't see as good a guy anymore. I see a guy who's not playing up to the highest level that he's played at, and we're trying to figure that out.
Right.
If you want to call that excuse making, fine. I mean, you sound stupid. You are a bad listener, but that's okay. You guys can just live in your little well. I'm not sitting here saying this is Mike McDaniel's fault, Tyreek Hill's fault. Quite the contrary. I think that a lot of those guys have done okay for him. Achane has looked good when they've gotten things going. He has been a big problem this year. There's no doubt about it. And the critiques come with what they are. He's the highest paid player. Are there other concerns on the team? Yeah, sure. But I think it's fascinating because I do think that we're seeing a guy who doesn't look as good, and I'm wondering what those reasons are. Is it because he's got happy feet? He doesn't have the time?
Because
this was a guy a year ago that was like, doesn't matter who's in front of me in the O-line. I get rid of it so fast.
Here's the
problem,
though.
It doesn't seem like that.
Just imagine you doing something that you have been absolutely sure about for a number of years, and it worked, and it worked, and it worked, and it worked, and you didn't have a problem. Like you said, didn't matter who was in front. He could make the throws. He knew where he was going with it. He could read it. Everything worked perfectly. Then somebody throws an adjustment at you, right? Now you look, you got happy feet because you can't throw it there, and it looks different for whatever reason. I've never seen Tua with, like, the way he's chopping his feet and looking like it doesn't look fluid. And that's the reality of it. For whatever reason. I don't know what's going on in that man's head.
Yeah.
But I do know this. Where he was throwing it 2 years ago or last year, they've taken that away.
For sure.
And until they come up with a solution for that, he's always going to look bad. I think part of it and part of the reason why he has looked the way he has is because for 3 years, he's always been so confident in where he's throwing it. And then the first 3 weeks of the season, it looks like there's doubt. Right? So that means when you have doubt, that means the balls that you end up throwing deep or late, they look like punts. The balls that you're throwing, you know, up the middle, you're nervous because they've been picked off at the worst times. And the defense is just fooling the crap out of you. And so what you have to do with Tua, you have to reset his thinking, right? Because when you run a normal offense, it's very easy to say, okay, let's just move our direction here. We're going to read this because this is what they're doing. But you run the same plays. You just look in a different direction.
You think he needs to get on that darkness retreat with Aaron Rodgers? Reset the mind?
He don't need a darkness retreat. He actually needs more light so he can see more. Right? Darkness ain't going to help this dude. He been throwing the ball in darkness.
They got the neon jerseys this week, so maybe that'll help. I'll take my minus one.
Will you please tell the people what you asked me?
What did I ask you?
About the green. I'm like...
Minus one.
Leroy had a heart monitor on. He's been monitoring his heart, and he was explaining that...
At night, it blinks. And so I kept yelling to Mel, hey, your phone's going off. She goes, hey, jackass, that's that thing on your chest. It's like bright. It's blinking.
Wait a minute. Time out.
What?
Technology again?
No, it's not technology.
It always gets them.
So
that's technology, bro.
Because it blinks. It was blinking.
That's technology.
Yeah, it's like a lighthouse.
Right. It's like a lighthouse.
But
it's letting you know the battery
minus
is.
One.
So Toby goes, was it neon green? I'm like, dude, it just like.
I just want to know, is it like traffic light green or was it neon? Like, I was just curious.
I don't know. It's just a light that's right, like right in my face.
I'm sorry.
And you thought it was a phone?
Wow, that's really annoying.
Huh?
Thought it was a phone?
Yeah, because you know when your phone's on vibrate.
His phone, he has light text notifications.
Right.
Like an insane person.
No, my, here.
The one that goes. Like
yeah, he does like a strobe light on
his. Oh my goodness, why, Leroy?
It's in the other room. I don't care.
Awful.
We'll take a break. Regular old second hour coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.